I'm Jennifer Ludden, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Muslims around the world began their month-long observance of Ramadan this weekend. In the Islamic faith, it marks the month when the Quran was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad. In a moment, we'll hear from Muslim parents about how they're passing down their traditions and rituals of the holy month to their children. But first, we get an overview of Ramadan from Arsalan Iftikhar. He writes the blog themuslimguide.com, and he also brought us sound from evening prayer at his mosque, the All Dulles Area Muslim Society in Sterling, Virginia.
Every year, for 30 days from dawn until dusk, over 1.2 billion Muslims worldwide fast and abstain from food, drink, sexual relations, smoking, to sort of remind themselves of their own human fallibility. It's a self-purification process to remind everyone that, you know, there are people who are worse off in the world. We wake up around 4:30 in the morning to eat the pre-dawn breakfast meal with our families. And then once the sun rises, that's when the abstention from all food drink begins. And a lot of people find that during Ramadan, their work hours and the days tend to stretch out. You know, I'm a caffeine junkie. So, you know, not having my espresso shots, you know, during the day is something that makes the day a little bit longer for me. If there's one word that would describe the month of Ramadan, it would be appreciation. It really is a month of appreciation for all the bounties that God has given us. And I think that it really helps bring in spiritual equilibrium for, you know, nearly one-fifth of the globe's population.
That was Arsalan Iftikhar explaining what Ramadan means to him. He's the founder of themuslimguide.com, and he's also a regular contributor to Tell Me More's weekly barbershop.